Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A presidential appointment of a Supreme Court justice does not guarantee how he or she will vote on constitutional matters. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And David, really, don't issues like this mean that it's more than just about the man or the woman who we may be voting for president? For example, it's also about his Supreme Court appointees. And that will have a lasting impact long after that individual as president has left office.
Well, that's really interesting, and it brings up a couple of interesting issues for conservative Bible believers. The first is the matter of originalist constitutional jurisprudence, which simply means that Supreme Court justices who are guided by the philosophy that the Constitution is a fixed historical guide for legislation and judicial decisions. And you know, that's different than seeing it as a living document whose meaning changes with the times and so must be continually reinterpreted by every generation as a society or culture or ethics and morality morph and change. We say we don't want legislating from the bench, but that can be a two-edged sword because we tend to think decisions are faithful to the Constitution when we as conservatives agree, but that they're legislating from the bench when we disagree. And also, when we talk about conservative president appointing federal or Supreme Court justices to the bench, what we're really hoping for is that their thumbs will be on the conservative side of the scale of justice, which really shouldn't be happening. And in other words, we're hoping for a conservative biblical standpoint. But let's consider this, and this is kind of astounding as we wrap up. In the last 50 years, since Richard Nixon in 1968, there have been six Republican presidents serving 28 years and have appointed 15 Supreme Court justices and nearly 1,400 federal judges. The Democrats have had half that many presidents in 20 years and appointed only four judges. And yet, Jimmy, we are where we are, which tells me that the creep of society at every level is away from biblical principles, no matter who we put into office. And this isn't going to end, and it's not going to be solved by politicians.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining the headline today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David's last statement is key. The creep of society is away from biblical principles. The politicians in our society today give us proof of that movement away from these biblical principles on a daily basis. It should be the opposite direction, moving towards God's plan for mankind, according to Romans 13 and 1 Timothy chapter 2. Our prayers should be for those in higher authority who should be at the task of fulfilling God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...